Press the... No. Okay. Lakuta Teira, page Ayin Dalid. Middle of the first column. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the third level of tshuva. First level of tshuva was for Sur Meira. Second tshuva is for laziness of not keeping the positive mitzvahs. Then you come to the third level of tshuva, meaning your Sur Meira, ultimate good, Sur Asay Tev, ultimately good, but you're far away from Hashem. You feel the distance from Hashem that wants you to be able to have this longing to be with Hashem. And this is through Teira, okay? Therefore, Teira makes peace between Hashem and world, because in order to make two opposites connect peace, you have to tap into a level higher. So this is not Sevev Kol Alman, this is not Mamalo Kol Alman, this is Kesed, a much greater level. Okay, so we're about eight lines to the bottom of the first column in Ayin Dalid. This is what the Medrash Eicha says at the beginning. The Alter Rebbe quotes this in the first page of Tanya. Hashem forgives for idolatry, adultery, and murder. But he doesn't forgive for despising Teira, meaning for not learning Teira. That Hashem despises, and he doesn't forgive for that. Just like in a person's life, in a person's body, there's external organs and there's internal organs. That the internal organs is what life depends on. Therefore, there's halach and hilchos Shabbos. Any internal organ problem, you could desecrate Shabbos. Because any internal organ basically could be life endangering. Okay, on the other hand, the external limbs, even though the person, God forbid, had their hand amputated, you could still live. But God forbid you have amputate a heart or any of the kidneys or lungs or anything like that, it doesn't work. Okay, be a blemished person who can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. But in the internal limbs, I feel like they neck of levad, even through just a slight hole in the heart, in the lungs, or something like that. Whether the lung will be pierced, or the thin skin around the brain, who treifa, he's considered treifa, vein yachalias, el chayis, and he can't live. So he says like this, just like in a human being, there's internal organs and external organs, the life of the person depended on the internal organs versus the external organs. He says the same thing is in Hashem's body, kaviyachol. In the 248 mitzvahs, which are the limbs of Hashem, kan lemaila mitzvahs nikra namachi, but the malkut are called the 248 limbs of the king. Shem bechin is kelim veivarim achitzenim. Those are the external limbs of the person. One second. Teira is chachmasi kleva ever pnimiyim mamish. So he says, relatively speaking, mitzvahs are the external organs of Hashem, but Talmud Teira is the internal organ. You can't live without Teira. Sharein tzav eina melo b'shalav b'chachma dafka, because alukus can only reveal itself in the level of chachma, which is bittul. Therefore, Valkein Levita, what?
Seemingly, there's not supposed to be any difference between mitzvah and mitzvah.
Correct. But there are certain punishments for certain mitzvahs which are more severe than other mitzvahs. But Alter Rebbe says, in fact, in Tanya, that this whole concept, it doesn't make sense, because Chilul Shabbos, openly, publicly, makes you like a goy. adultery doesn't. Right? The guy who commits adultery does not have a din like a goy. His shechit is good. He's not, you can call him to a minion, right? He's not the, okay. Yet, to save a life, you desecrate Shabbos. But for adultery, you're not allowed to save, you'll have to get killed. So it doesn't make sense. So the Alter Rebbe says, this whole thing has no logic between this what Hashem wants. So yeah, from one side, there are more, like the Rebbe explained always, the 10 mitzvahim, because they're general mitzvahs. The whole Torah is like into tefillin, into mezuzah, and talmud Torah. You know, so there are certain mitzvahs that you can't say more important, because every mitzvah is the will of Hashem. But yet, nevertheless, when you tell somebody to do something, there's a big difference if you tell them to do A or B. A is much more important to be done. Okay, that's it. So the Alter Rebbe is saying over here that all mitzvahs are the external limbs. Torah is the internal limb. The Masha causes b'matan Torah. Anechi Hashem alakecha. What does it mean, Hashem alakecha? That's seviv and memala, right? Remember that Rebbe just got through saying that teira tshuva ilah, this level of tshuva, which is above sirmeira say teira, you can be a perfect Jew, you can be a tzaddik of Tanya, and you still got to do tshuva. That's the level of teira. So he says, what tshuva is that? Higher than seviv and memala. Right, so the Rebbe explains that's what it says by Matan Torah. Anechi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is Seviv, Elokecha is Mamala, and Anechi is the level of the essence that connects the two together. That's the level of Torah, as the Rebbe explained. That's the highest level of tshuva. Aval Anechi Misha Anechi. Anechi is the level higher even than Seviv Kol Almin. And that it reveals itself to become Havaya Lekecha Mamish. Because L'Chaeda, Havaya, Yudke Vavke represents the supernatural. Elohim represents nature. How could it be Hashem Elokecha? Or in Brachas we say Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem and Elokeinu are opposites. Hashem is infinite, miraculous. Elokeinu is nature, limited. How could it be both together? The answer is, that's where Anechi comes into the picture. Ata comes into the picture. Ata can connect Hashem Elokeinu. Anechi can connect Hashem Elokecha. That's the union of Torah. Shebechina, Shem Avayi, Nim Shebechina, Sanechi Mamish. That level of Avayi comes from the level of Anechi. Like it says, Mimamakim Krosicha Hashem. From the depths, Shemalis, right? We say this, Hashem made Shuva before Yishtabach. I mean, after Yishtabach, before Baruch Hu, we say, Mima'amakim krosich Hashem, Mima'amakim, from the depths, Hainu me'atz mis'er itzof mamish, from the depths of the neshama, which touches the depths of Alokus, Misham shenim shechliyas havai alokecha mamish, that creates Hashem alokecha de'esek ha'teiro, which also comes in the level of Eimek, also the depths of Hashem. Like we say, also in Tilim, Ma'ed Amku Machshvei Secha. Your thoughts are very, very deep. That's the depth of Hashem. So what's the Alter Rebbe explaining over here? There's a tshuva for Sur Meiran Asei Tev, that's a tshuva mitzvahs, and then you come to a deeper level, tshuva, which is connecting Seviv and Mamala, right? That's the level of Teira. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe says in Gersa Tshuva also, the level of tshuva ilah is by Teira.
In the lower level, not?
That's mitzvahs. Okemesh kazu b'rabbis seyde v'yikra. Ash yodam sheyash b'divrei teyre shmon v'yodei. The Medrash says in v'yikra like this. Fortune is the person that has teyre and it's guarded in his hand. All of akasav amen. Concerning him, the pasuk says, mayim amukim. The deep water is the eitzah b'lev ish. And it says, Mima'amakim kurasicha and tefila la'ani, meaning, v'haynu, ayidei ha'tshuva tchila, through doing tshuva, which is esek teira lishma, is not stam learning teira, but learning teira on the highest of levels, like it says, v'inyan herani nos meracha, show me your vision, let me hear your voice, v'inyan al shila, and that's the inyan shli berchu b'teira tchila. That's the inyan, they didn't say the bracha before teira. Because what's the level of the bracha of Teira? Baruch Atah Hashem Alkenu Malchem Hashem Bachabanu. Right? That's the level of bringing down the level of Ata Teira, which is Hashem Elokecha. Vein Yishol Tfilasi Shemotzi Smuchel Mitasi. Kidei Sheyeh Eisekat Teira Acher Rusa Deliber B'Tfilah. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, therefore, first you have to daven, and then you have to learn. You're not allowed to learn before davening. But let's say, chassidus, that's the part of davening, is preparation for davening. Why? He said, first you need to awaken the desire to be close to Hashem, and then you could bring down the amchach with Torah. And that's what we say, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu, ato einu mehu sevat musi is baruch, the essence of Hashem, which is higher than the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, comes down to be Avaya Lekeinu Mamash. Okay? Now, so the Alter Rebbe is explaining that when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, or like he said, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, the way Hashem comes into worlds, connected to worlds, is through the names of Hashem. Okay? So the name Yud Kei Vav Kei is the level of the way Hashem connects to the world in Sevev Kol Almi. Well, let me explain this a second. There's two, we say Hashem Hashem Kol Rachum V'Chanun, right? Hashem Hashem. There's a level of Hashem, and therefore we have like this. The name Yud Kei Vav Kei is one of the seven names of Hashem. Kel is Chesed, Elokim is Gevura, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Tiferes, right? But there's another level of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Shemo Etzem, that's higher than all the other names of Hashem. Okay, the names of Hashem, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Kel, Elokim, and Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the way Hashem is already associated with Mamalik Olam, with world. It's the Sfiras. Then you have the higher level of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the way God is above the Sfiras. That's the way God is Sevev Kol Almin. But then you have the level of Ata or Aneichi. That's the level the way Hashem is even above names. Has no connection to names whatsoever. That's the level of Ata, Aneichi, nameless. The Le Yisram is Le Bishum Eiz, Le Bishum Kaitz. There's no name, there's no nothing. It's the essence of Hashem. So he says in
that's when we connect in Modern, right?
Yes. Meida Ani Lefanecha. Doesn't say Hashem's, but it's again, it's so remarkable the way Chassidus comes along and takes things that seemingly are low and make it super high. It says in Halacha, are you allowed to say Meida Ani before Negel Vasser? Because there's no mention of Hashem's name in it. So seemingly, it's not a great tefillah, so therefore, you could say it before you wash your hands. One second. A Chassidus explains, you know why you could say it before Negel Vasser? Because this refers to the Meida Ani Lefanecha, essence of Jew to essence of Hashem. That can never become Tameh. That Tumah doesn't affect. Or like it says, it says in the Gemara, there's no name of Hashem mentioned in the Megillah. Megillah says that there's not one time Hashem's name. It alluded to Achashverosh, HaMelech, whatever. Yeah? But there's no mention of Hashem's name in the Megillah. So simply you learn the Gemara because it's lower. You know, it's not as great as the place where it says Hashem's name. Comes along Chassidus and says, no, the story of Purim is Nes HaMelubish B'Teva, miracle in nature, which means there's a level above miracle and above in nature. Yeah? So that's the level of Aneichi. Hashem is miracle. Elokim is nature. Why is there no mention of Hashem in the Megillah Esther? Because it's a Gilui of higher than names. It's higher than... So that's what he's saying. He says that the essence of Hashem, of the Jew, and the essence of Hashem can never become Tomei. That's the level of, so to speak, Yechida, which is essence to essence, has nothing to do with revelations of names, even Sevev Kol Almin. It's also Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is greater than that. Okay, so he says, Vinei, Kol Agimot Shuvah Sanal, these three levels of tshuva is called Bechor, Beis, Chof, Reish. Yeah? Ki Gimel, I see, is Beis, Chof, Reish, Hen Yechidus, Asidus and Meyers. It's interesting. The word Bchor, firstborn, Beis is 2, Chof is 20, and Reish is 200. 2 is single digits, Chof, 20, is double digit, and Reish is 3 digits. Yes? And Chassidus explained there's a level of single, double, and triple. So he says, Beis of the Bchor is Yechideis, single digits, Chav Asiris, tens, and Reish is hundreds. So he says, these are the three levels of tshuva that he spoke about before. Sur, Merah, Seitei, and essence, those are the Gimel, Bechinas of the Neshama, of Asiya, Yitzira, and Bria, or the level of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Okay? These are the three levels of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. That means you have nefesh, ruach, neshama of the neshama of the Jew. These three levels, excuse me, need to become elevated through the level of tshuva. Meaning, is a level of nefesh, which is a level of asiya. Okay, we learned already many times when the Gemara says, and the Medrash says, that the Neshama is given 5 names. That's why you have 5 candles, right? 5 names. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. And we learned many times, the same thing doesn't need 5 names. You don't need 5 names for the same thing. So obviously, what does it mean when you say 5 names? It's 5 different levels of the Neshama. Okay? So Chassidus explains, there's nefesh of the neshama, every yid's neshama is nefesh, ruach, neshama, chay, yechida. Nefesh is the action level of the neshama. Ruach are the midas, the emotions of the neshama. Neshama is the seichel of the neshama. And then you have chay, yechida, rotzen, and tainug, which yechida is the essence. Okay? That's why we learned, during the week, we have 3 tefillas. Because normally in the person's body is revealed the level of nefesh, ruach, neshama. So therefore you have 3 tefillos. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh is 4 levels of the neshama revealed. No, no. Monday, Thursday, you read the Torah. There's only 3 aliyahs.
3 aliyahs during the week. And Shabbos?
No. There's 3 tefillos during the week. 4 tefillos, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed. 5 on Yom Kippur. So okay, during the week, the 3 tefillot correspond with Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Then he says, Shabbos Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh is revealed, it's a holier day, it's revealed the level of Chai. Yom Kippur is Yechid, the 5 tefillot. But here he's saying that the level of Nefesh of the Neshama, which is action, is more prone to sin. It's the lowest level of the Neshama, and therefore, like it says in Zayar, when the pasuk beginning of Ayikra says the expression many times, nefesh kisechta. If a nefesh sins, right. So you have to bring a carbon, right? That's what it's at the beginning of Ayikra. So besides the fact that the Zayar says, nefesh kisechta tva. Tva means it's a wonder. Simply you learn, nefesh kita, if a person will sin, they have to bring the carbon. The Zayar says, the pasuk says, nefesh kisechta. How is it possible for a nefesh to sin? A neshama, a nefesh. But the answer is, why could it sin? Because it's nefesh. It's the lowest part of the neshama. That level could sin. And he says, because it's the level of asiya, kerevi yesin lechet gomor, nesha'elam asiya is a kind of lamadar aklipis. This world of asiya is close to klipa. It's elam asiya, rubai kukulei ra, it's the world of klipa. Like it says, nefesh kisechta. So therefore, what's this level of tshuva? Get rid of the evil. By uprooting his will to sin. So what's the tshuva of Sur Meira, like he explained before? When a person sins, because we're connected to Hashem and the neshama, when a person sins, they take the kedusha they have and they feed evil with it. Evil gets fed with it. So we strengthen evil by sinning.
I thought you separate yourself from Hashem.
Yeah.
So if you separate yourself...
You separate yourself from Hashem, and therefore that Chayis of Elukos goes into evil. And therefore, what's the union of tshuva? Getting rid of it. Getting rid of the power that we give to Klipa, and now that it should only go to Kedusha. That's the tshuva that he spoke before, Sur Meirah.
Wow!
So this is very loose. Is this maybe a screw to tighten?